The endless parade of time. Who can say what fruits the future will see ripen? We can only keep looking towards
Tomorrow's World with Isla Christensen and Stella Huggins on 95BFM.
Hi Earthlings,
welcome back to Tomorrow's World,
the show where we talk science and society.
This week, after my 12th consecutive hour on TikTok, I began to have a singular thought amongst the brain mush.
That can't be good for you. What did you think about, Lassie?
Nobody was trapped down a well, but I did see a dog named Bunny pressing buttons that speak words and pretty complicated orders.
So a dog using human language.
See, there was my question. Is Bunny the dog using human-like communication? Or is there something else going on?
So you see, listeners, for the benefit of my worrying colleague here, we just had to get some answers.
So we invited PhD candidate at the University of Auckland, Dana Keating, onto the show.
Dana is doing her research currently on dog cognition, and we started by asking her all about it,
as well as getting answers about Bunny and her buttons.
Yeah, so I'm currently doing my PhD in animal cognition under Alex Taylor, and I'm focusing on developing a non-invasive EEG method to use with dogs to explore the neural mechanisms underlying their cognitive abilities. When using just behavioral tests to explore dogs' higher cognitive abilities, such as things like theory of mind, it can be difficult to rule out some simpler mechanisms for their behavior, and also can be challenging to determine if they actually lack that cognitive ability or if it's some problematic element of the paradigm used if they fail at a task. So looking at the neural underpinnings relating to a behavior can add to our understanding and provide greater support when looking at the similarities and differences in cognitive function with humans than just behavioral tests. And dogs are a very interesting species to study for this, since they have a shared evolutionary history with humans, and it's been shown that they have a lot of human-like abilities, particularly in the social domain. So research with dogs in this field can help us to understand how human social abilities may have evolved.
Can you maybe explain the term for the audience that might not have come across it before, anthropomorphism?
Anthropomorphism is when we assume that an animal's behavior is because they are thinking and feeling in the same way as humans would if they were displaying that behavior. So it has to do with us thinking that animals have the same mental states as humans, which may be true, but also may not be the case, as there could be some simpler mechanism that could explain their behavior.
Is it common or is it kind of rare for humans to engage in that and put human intentions and cognitions and onto the behaviours of other animals, not just dogs?
Yeah, humans do this a lot. It's very easy to attribute our ways of thinking and feeling to animals when we see a behaviour that looks like they are thinking in that way. Using anthropomorphism gives us a really great starting point for looking at some very interesting behaviors, but we need to make sure that we test it to see what is really going on before claiming that an animal is thinking or feeling exactly like us.
Can you think of any kind of confounding variables or simpler explanations that might explain kind of Bunny the dog and other dogs on TikTok, the behavior of button pressing, maybe associative learning, social learning, like you mentioned before, or classical conditioning, any other psychological explanations?
Yeah, absolutely. So those things you mentioned absolutely could be due to that. When we talk about classical conditioning, it's often used in training dogs. So by pairing a behavior with a reward, it means they're more likely to do it again and will keep performing the behavior and come to expect a reward. So by initially drawing Bunny's attention to the buttons and giving her a treat when she pushes one, she'll more likely do it again. And this can happen with other types of rewards as well, such as like a social reward. So when Bunny presses the button, she gets attention from her owners, which is also rewarding for dogs. Yeah, so associative learning is just pairing a behavior with some sort of response that could be rewarding. So it can be things like learning an associative rule through something like unconscious cueing, where an animal learns to do a certain behavior because of some response the owner gives that they may not be consciously aware that they're doing. A famous story about this is Clever Hans, the horse. It was believed that he could do math by hitting his hoof on the ground the correct number of times. And a lot of tests were done to see how flexible this was, to see if he was just using some sort of unconscious cue to determine the answer to the question. And eventually it was figured out that the person asking the question, when they stood out of sight, hands would get it wrong. So he was responding to some cue from the person, which turned out to be a release of tension through breathing out once hands had tapped the ground enough times. So these alternative explanations can make it really tricky to determine whether the animal is using some simple mechanism for their behavior or if they are actually understanding and thinking like we do. But it is important to point out that these other explanations don't mean that Bunny isn't understanding the meaning of the words and the buttons she's pressing. That may be the case, but these alternative simpler mechanisms can't be ruled out either. It's one of the big challenges with trying to understand how animals think. It can be very difficult to tease apart these explanations to determine whether they're thinking in a similar way to us. These behaviors are very interesting, but because humans can be very anthropomorphic, we tend to believe that these behaviors mean they are thinking in the same way as us. So we need to do a lot of testing to try and figure out what's actually going on. It would be really great to look at how Bunny behaves when the owner is, say, out of sight, or when the owner isn't there and another unfamiliar person is. So Bunny's behavior is very exciting and interesting and worth looking into, but this is just the beginning and there's more work to do to really see what's causing this behavior and what she might be thinking.
Do you have an opinion on possible explanations for really complex, or what seems like really complex, sentence construction by Bunny, the dog? There's kind of videos where she'll go, "Bunny want walk," or refer to something in the environment. Do you think maybe that's coincidence, or if that's actually an understanding by Bunny?
It could be understanding, or it could just be a form of associative learning by putting those words together in that order and getting the response of going for that walk that is what she wanted, then she would learn again to just press those buttons in that order to get that. So she'd learn that pressing certain buttons in a certain way gets that response, which would be more rewarding at a certain time due to Bunny's current motivational state. So if she wanted to go for a walk, she would be motivated to press those buttons in that order.
Moving away from questions about the very complex nature of Bunny's behavior, regardless of the mechanism of learning the button pressing behavior, is it a useful tool for training a dog, or is it just kind of a fun party trick?
It definitely is a useful tool for training a dog. So Bunny's behavior with button pressing is very exciting and impressive, as it's quite a hard thing to do to train and does take a lot of time, but it does definitely have benefit. So anything that helps dogs to communicate their needs to us and helps us understand what they need has important implications for animal welfare. There was a study done where horses were taught to press buttons to communicate if they wanted a blanket put on or taken off. And then the researchers varied the temperature in the barn to see if they would ask for a blanket when it was colder and for it to be taken off when it was warmer. And they did do that. So even with very simple button pressing, it gives animals more options to communicate what they want, which has clear welfare benefits.
Kind of wrap up and touch on the inverse of what we've been talking about. How much do we actually know about the meanings of dog vocalizations, barking, growling, etc.? And as a follow-up of that, are those apps that claim a particular bark means a particular thing, are they accurate? Do we have a read on whether dog translators exist, or is that, again, just kind of popular folklore?
Yeah, I mean, definitely dog vocalizations do differ depending on sort of what they're trying to communicate, but it is still unclear how much they really understand about what they're actually thinking when they're doing it. And as for the app, I am not sure. I mean, I would say there's probably something in it in terms of there are differences in different types of barks and growls and noises that they make that could probably be determined, but we would still be unsure of what actually the dogs are thinking.
Well, there you have it, Earthlings. Jury is decidedly out on whether there's one singular explanation for this button pressing behaviour.
I crave answers, but I might have to step back from my anthropomorphizing brain for just a second before I get them.
That's a big word. I wonder if Bunny knows that one. Humans are pretty self-centred. Thanks for joining us this week on Tomorrow's World.
Stay curious.
And be wary of the dog translator app.
Looks like everything's gonna be all right.
Tomorrow's World with Isla Christensen and Stella Huggins on 95 BFM.